Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 29th, 2021. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. The European Parliament formally adopted a law requiring internet companies to remove or disable access to flagged terrorist content within 1 hour of being notified by an EU national government. The law does not require preemptive monitoring and filtering of content by internet companies and includes exceptions for terrorist content deemed part of any educational, artistic, journalistic, or academic material. Mexico's National Institute of Transparency, Access to Information, and Protection of Personal Data will challenge at the Supreme Court a law passed in April requiring phone companies to gather fingerprint or eye data when a customer purchases a mobile phone. Last week, a judge stopped the part of the law that requires users to submit the data, but the part that requires a registry be created remains in effect. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruled to reinstate a federal order that removed plans for 3D-printed self-assembled firearms from the State Department's munitions list. Weapons on the list need State Department approval for export, and being removed from the list means plans and parts can legally be posted and sold online. Facebook earned $3.30 per share in Q1, with revenue up 48% in the year at $26.17 billion, both beating analyst estimates. Ad revenue accounted for 97% of all revenue, up 46% of the year. Daily active users of at least one Facebook product, like the Facebook app, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp, increased 15% of the year to 2.72 billion users, with monthly users increasing similarly to 3.45 billion. In Q2, Apple earned $1.40 per share on revenue of $89.58 billion, up 53.7% of the year and beating analyst expectations. iPad saw the biggest growth in revenue on the year, up 78.9% to $7.8 billion. Mac revenue increased 70.1% to $9.1 billion. iPhone revenue was up 65.5% to $47.94 billion. And services revenue increased 26.7% to $16.9 billion. Microsoft will reduce the cut it takes for PC games sold through the Windows Store from 30 to 12% as of August 1st. Xbox console games in Microsoft Store will still be subject to the 30% commission. Netflix officially rolled out its Play Something button, previously in testing, that will automatically play TV shows and movies you've never watched before. The button will appear underneath your profile when you log in the left side nav, and in the 10th row of the homepage. Google's Android Earthquake Alert System was announced back in August as a way to use Android devices as a network of seismometers. The system will now start sending earthquake warning notifications in Greece and New Zealand. As a result of the ongoing chip shortage, Honda announced it would halt production for 5 to 6 days in May at 3 plants in Japan, BMW plans to cut shifts at factories in Germany and England, and Ford cut its projected earnings $2.5 billion, with Q2 production predicted to be down about 50%. Apple CFO Luca Maestri also warned that supply constraints will impact iPad and Mac sales, knocking up to $4 billion off Q3 earnings. T-Mobile announced the $60 SyncUp tracker, available May 7th. It uses LTE for tracking and requires a monthly $5 addition to a postpaid plan, offers IP67 water and dust resistance, and offers a 7-day battery life. At its latest Unpacked event, Samsung announced the Galaxy Book Odyssey, a 15.6-inch gaming laptop starting at $1,399 with 11th-gen Intel H-series CPUs and NVIDIA RTX 3050 Ti GPU shipping in August in select markets. The company also announced Galaxy Pro Premium laptops and Galaxy Pro 360 2-in-1 convertibles in 13.3 and 15.6-inch sizes starting at $999, as well as the 2-in-1 Galaxy Book Flex 2 Alpha starting at $849, with all these laptops shipping in May. Sony announced the PlayStation 5 console will be available in China on May 15th, with pre-orders now open. The disc version will cost 3,899 yuan, that's around $600, with the discless version 3,099 yuan. Uber now lets users book vaccine appointments at Walgreens and reserve rides to the destination in its app. The company also launched Uber Rent with Valet, which lets users rent cars with the app delivered to a home or an airport. And finally, Google Assistant will soon let English users teach it how to pronounce contact names using the Record Your Own option in the contact field. Assistant can now process words holistically instead of one by one as well, with Google claiming nearly 100% accuracy for alarms and timer tasks, and able to follow a user if a command is changed mid-sentence. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.